Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it. Coaches, the Jamoti Podcast is powered by Shoot 360. The future of basketball has arrived in Dallas-Fort Worth. Shoot 360 combines the latest sports technology with the fundamentals of basketball skill development. The result is a one-of-a-kind video game-like basketball program designed to improve your shooting, dribbling, and passing. Visit shoot360dfw.com to learn more and register for your free one-hour workout evaluation. Shoot 360, the future of basketball is here. Coach, I've been doing this for about 2 years now, a few hundred episodes, and I do think that might have been one of the most powerful moments or things that I've heard, because I feel like you really told the truth about what 99% of us really feel and think, but not many people talk about that. Not many people, like, coaching is incredible. You and I both, like, at some point in our lives, we realized, like, this is our calling. And it is that for many people. And there are some amazing moments. There are some joyful moments where, like, you do have those big wins and big, not just wins on the scoreboard, successes with your team. You go to some weddings and things like that, these just amazing lifelong relationships. But, you know, behind me are this, I got this idea from Coach Broadhurst. I had him on 35 years at Randall, just finally made the state tournament after 35 years at the same place. But he has all of his team pictures right behind him. And I thought that's a pretty cool idea. But you know what the truth is, Coach? When I look back at those on each team, there's a large handful of those guys that I don't really think they liked me. I don't know if they had a positive experience. I don't know. I really don't. But, you know, like, did they get the playing time they wanted? Probably not. Did the team win as much as they wanted? Or did they have the career they wanted? Probably not. Were their parents, if they looked at me right now, would they talk about the fond memories? Or I'm an idiot. You know, I think that's the truth. And I don't know where I got this from or where I heard it from. But I think we have to understand that there is a level of pain and a level of suffering that comes with this profession. But obviously, if we believe that it is for a higher purpose, that we're constantly planting seeds that we might not see that grow, you know, I not reap that harvest right now, but that it will happen at some point. But I just really appreciate you sharing that, because I don't think a lot of coaches talk about that.
Yeah, I was a longtime assistant for 15 years. I was, as a player, and as an assistant coach, I had every role in the program. I was, believe it or not, I'm going to throw this out first, I was a leading scorer on a team at one point in my childhood. If you had seen me play, I wasn't as good as you. But I've been the kid that set the bench. I've been the video coordinator. I've been the GA. I've been the operations. I've been the recruiting guy. I've been the player development guy. I've had every role on a basketball team possible. The only two roles when I stepped into this position that I've never had, and I'm still poor at this to this day, is that I had never been a head coach and I had never been hurt. So those are the two roles when I became a head coach that I had never been. I had been everything else. I had been the best player, the middle player, the walk-on, the scholarship guy, the volunteer assistant, the highest paid assistant. I had done everything else. And so when we make mistakes, so I had, when you think about an apprenticeship, I don't know if that's the right word, but when you think about the preparation that went into becoming a leader, because we all think that we're leaders when we're in different roles. And then you find out when leadership is really on your shoulders is when something happens and you are the one that people are like, Coach, what decision, like, what are we running out of this timeout? What are we doing with this kid who wasn't late, he wasn't on time, but he wasn't ready to go when you walked in the gym, like all those gray areas. And then you start stepping into what we all talk about and read about is leadership. And so what disappoints me is that when I've had five teams at OBU, when I look back and I see a situation that I could have handled better, bringing a younger player along, keeping an older player interested, getting a collective buy-in more days out of the year than not. And you know, sometimes when you go get inside of conflict in coaching, no matter what comes out to the parent, the administrator, or the person in your program, us coaches, when we go back and we spend time by ourselves, which we normally during the season, it's a little harder to go to sleep. It's a little, you wrestle with things as far as game planning or relationship building or opponent scouting or practice preparation or just the things that you wrestle with during a basketball season of when to take a day off, when to practice, when to go two-a-days, when to be encouraging, when to be challenging, is that I got really discouraged at one point of now is really not the time to make mistakes. And what I'm learning is along this leadership path of the 5 years is sometimes you can be better at leadership and it not be reflected in your record.
Mm.
Sometimes you can not know what you're doing and the scoreboard just ends up on your side all the time. We had a year, my second year here, where it didn't matter what bad decisions I made along the way. The scoreboard was going to say OBU won by 1 point at the end of almost every game. We won, I don't know, we won all these close games. And so, you know, you kind of are like, you know what? We kind of know what we're doing, you know, these close games and we practice this and we do that. And what you find out is that a lot of that is good fortune. And just because you handle a situation correctly within the context of your team, within the context of a family or a young person or a decision. And Coach Mo at Athletes in Action always talks about this, is that scoreboard can lie to you. The scoreboard will lie to you. Sometimes the scoreboard will say a negative result and you did everything right that week. You handled everything right. The team was motivated. The team was prepared. They were anxious to play. And then other times, complete dysfunction is going on within the team. You have bad meeting after bad meeting. You think you have it all solved. You have a horrible shoot around and then you win by 15 points. And you're like, well, maybe that's the cost of doing business. And so, you know, this whole leadership journey, it's a heck of a journey. It can be, you know, without my relationship with the Lord, I think that I would be buried underneath my bed of just being disappointed in not being perfect at it.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not. I mean, the game and the practices, like yesterday we were in the gym. I think the NCAA gave us a little less than an hour. I mean, from the minute that we started to when it finished, I don't even remember all the things that I said or taught. I know that we were very prepared as a staff, but that thing went really quick.
Yeah.
And the games go that quick. And the October will go that quick. And so you're having to make so many different communications and interactions. And sometimes when you're like yesterday, we've had a young man. He's a wonderful player. This kid from Pinson Valley High School in Birmingham, Alabama. So right before he got here, his dad is the assistant coach. And you may have seen this on social media, but their point guard at their school tragically died on the court the week before he came to OBU.
Hmm.
He's the number one or number two rated point guard in the state of Alabama. He had a wonderful summer. They were 28-0 at one point last year. Terry Connor is the young man, Junior is the kid in our program, but Caleb White is the kid who passed away. So of course, since they've gotten here, we've got him connected with the counseling. We've checked in on him. I've been in communication with his coach, his family, just making sure he's okay. So after we worked out yesterday, I naturally went over and sat down with them and spent some time with them and was like, hey man, you're okay? Like, thinking about you. Hey, me and Meredith are over at the house. Hey, what do you got going on tomorrow? And I spent probably 10 minutes with him after the workout. Not that I deserve anything. It's what any coach, any adult would do and should do. But every time that you're spending time with a young person on your team means you're not spending time with another person that needs you. And so You know, I'm kind of resigned to the fact of scheduling those type of things.
Nice.
And I just am like, and I think the people that you've been around are absolutely phenomenal at this. It's, you know, Coach Driscoll, I keep referencing him because one of our OBU kids went and played for him at North Florida, and him and Coach Hoffman and Coach McKay. Anyways, I've kind of grown up knowing him, not because of Baylor, but just because of the circles and actually him being at North Florida. And so I feel like those guys are great at that. But even a guy like Scott Drew, he can't be everything to every person.
Nope.
And so us coaches, like I've got two assistants that are here. My third assistant comes during the season. And so as I sat there and spent 15 minutes with Terry, well, there's probably several of the new kids or the returners on my team that could have really benefited from a word of encouragement from Coach Hollis or Coach Kyler or myself that I wasn't able to get to. And so I probably spent the time with the kid that I needed to yesterday. But you can't get to everybody and you can't be all things to every player. But I sure would love to be. I would love to be. And then when you think about the needs of our players and the mental health of our players and the mental health of our staffs, you have the whole other side of it is, am I getting that person ready for when we play Oklahoma State? Am I getting the competitor in them ready to absorb that and be able to be triumphant in that? And so I think preparation is important when you go to practice. I think preparation is important. Like, people joke around about Coach Saban, that Coach Saban doesn't talk to anybody or go to dinner with anybody unless he has an itinerary about what to talk about and what to do. But even a man like that, he's got to be willing to, when he gets up to the office and things are happening during the day, I feel like as a Christian, just my own background and my own faith is that I when I'm really plugged into my faith is, Lord, just use me however I'm needed. Let me be a small part of someone on our team solving something today, and don't let me take this thing too serious, because it is just basketball.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.